Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
You're listening to Studio Plus. We're going to talk about Lego bricks and how one can use the Lego bricks to build something really grand. Now, can you imagine how long it'll take to make an animated miniature model of the Forbidden City in Beijing using just the Lego blocks? Well, a man in Guangdong province definitely knows because he had just completed this project. Now, I'm just gonna share his story with you. This man in Guangdong province recently completed an animated miniature model of the Forbidden City in Beijing using thousands of Lego blocks. And according to China Daily, the man's name's Li Zhining in Guangzhou's Panyu district, and it took him a year to complete the work, which is 4 meters long and 2.4 meters wide. The man said he used more than 700,000 Lego parts and accessories to build this model, and they all come from the existing pixel particles of Lego building blocks. They are not specially customized to this project. So, how does it look like in what's there? Let's take a look. I've got a picture of it in front of me, and it looks to me a miniature layout of the Forbidden City. Well, immediately facing me is the Meridian Gate, which is the formal entrance to the Forbidden City. It's located just I think it's just behind the Duanmen and the Tiananmen. So if you have been to the Forbidden City and you go through the Tiananmen and the Duanmen gate, the next gate you are seeing is the Meridian Gate. It begins with the Meridian Gate, this miniature work, and it presents more than 70 palaces and 9,000 houses of the three main halls of the Forbidden City. This miniature also includes the city wall, the red city wall, the moat, the four city gates, and all the turrets of this complex. So it is just like a miniature layout of a very complicated imperial building in Beijing. That's the place where a lot of the foreign tourists will come once they come to China. So according to this person, he fell in love with the Legos in the year 2008, and he now has around 11 tons of Lego parts of more than 100 million pieces. And he said some people call him a Lego maniac. Well, I think if someone could have so many Lego pieces in his home and he could spend 1 year on one project using those very tiny Lego pieces, I can also agree that he is truly a Lego maniac. This is a daunting project to me. I tried Lego pieces. I tried to build something out of it. Sometimes if I want to build a plane out of the Lego pieces, it might take me a whole day and I might not be doing anything else but just to build those using the pieces and follow the manual instruction book to build this whole thing. I can complete one in 1 day, but it's very tiring, and you can't afford to make any mistakes. If you make one mistake, you have to dismantle it and start all over again. At the same time, you have to overcome a strong sense of disappointment, because that's a setback. You've made a mistake and you have to dismantle everything. So I think this is a very daunting task, but I mean, you can imagine how perseverant this guy is. And it's quite true. This guy actually said he just wants to show Chinese originality. He wants to demonstrate Chinese originality. And I think he definitely achieved it. I think he's really good in building this whole miniature model of the Forbidden City. And he also demonstrated perseverance and very detailed observation skills without very good observation, he cannot plan everything out so well, and it takes a lot of patience. He definitely possessed the patience. It seems like this is not the only thing that he's been taking on in the past. This man has produced other works using Lego blocks, including Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, World of Warcraft, Westminster Palace, Canton Tower, also Guangzhou's Lida Bridge and Dragon Boat. Wow, absolutely admiration from me.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.